A resolution by Supervisor Sanfilippo authorizing and directing the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, and the BHD Administrator to develop a detailed data-driven implementation plan for mental health redesign in Milwaukee County as originally directed in adopted resolution file number RES 11284.
Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. At this time, I'd like to offer an amendment changing the date from December 2012 to the March 2013 meeting. I've had a conversation prior to today's meeting with Director Colon, and he feels that that's a very achievable date, and so I'd like to offer that amendment at this time.
Okay. We have amendment before us. Is there any comments or questions on the amendment?
Line number is that?
I think you have to vote on amendments.
Your order.
Okay. On amendment.
66.
Pardon?
I'm sorry.
We were looking for the line number.
The line number, and it's on line 66 of the resolution.
And 44.
Okay. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The amendment is approved.
Harris. Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to lay over this item to the call of the chair.
Okay. We have a motion to lay this item over to the call of the chair. On that motion, anybody would like to speak on the motion? Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We just had a very robust discussion in our previous item about the importance of having the dates. Director Colon has recognized that this is something that should be done. One of our colleagues went out of his way to, I shouldn't say went out of his way, but one of our colleagues commented the fact that the county board is not dragging their feet. And laying this over to me is just a foot-dragging exercise. Why would you not want to have a date definite when the department director is telling us he can achieve that date? Why would you not want to have a date definite for him to come back to us and give us this information that we feel is very important? It's just, I don't know, it defies logic. We're here as the oversight committee. If we don't ask for them to enforce resolutions that we've already passed, this one now 18 months ago. We're finally moving in the direction to get it done. Why would we not want to put a date back on to make sure that we actually have it here? Are we saying that our resolutions are meaningless and that we really don't expect people to follow them? So I would recommend that we don't lay this over and that we approve it as amended so that we can come back in December and make sure that these vital services that we have to provide under state statute are being done properly.
Supervisor Mayo and Supervisor Stamper.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. First, for my state colleague, I make sure that I don't be dragging my feet. I would like to be a co-sponsor of this resolution. And second of all, I agree with him that since Director Colon stated that he's going to have some date and time, I agree with him. But please don't make a blanket to say that the county board, there might be a couple of supervisors who might not agree with you. It's not saying that we are dragging our feet or want to do that, because majority of the time, we try to make sure every department has the tools and everything else, unless we're going to become micromanaging every department now. So, no, I agree with him that we should have this fourth, and I'm not going to vote for layover.
Okay. Supervisor Stepper.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In regards to the previous plan that was just provided in this resolution, Mr. Colon, how do they compare? Are you going to do a new plan? Are you going to add dates to the previous plan? How are you going to compare what you provided versus what is being presented right here?
Sure. It would be a slight modification to what is currently being presented to you today, and just being more specific with timelines of when things are going to be done, measures, and just more specificity and really turning the recommendations into goals. Right now, as it reads the recommendations, we talk about the progress that has been made, but we'll just modify it slightly to just be a little more specific and time-bound.
Thank you. You guys discussed the March date. What was unreasonable about the December date? Because I would like to start the new year with these actionable, measurable dates. So I'm going to trust, Mr. Colon, that you prefer March in order to do that, because if the plan's there, you just got to put the dates to them.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Madam Chair and Supervisor Stamper, we've been working on this for some time now, and so you'll see that some of these already have been completed. We're working on them. But to put it in a format that's more specific and more time-bound is something that we can do. And actually, Jen Wilberg, who's working with our consultant, Zia Partners, is already starting to meet with the committee co-chairs to put it in that format. So that's something that we feel good about.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Taylor and then Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor also. I'm not going to support layover, although a couple of my colleagues on this body won't be here for much longer. Supervisor Mayle reminded all of us that we'll be around. Some of us will be around for, well, not quite 4 years, but 3.5. So I will do my best to make sure that even though the head sponsor of this is leaving, that we will not drag our feet. And I appreciate that Supervisor Mayle also is going to hold the department's feet to the fire. So I will also be like to be listed as a co-sponsor. Thank you.
Okay, she made the motion. But he's asked to be added as a co-sponsor. All right. Supervisor Nolan is next.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think, and I'm looking at this resolution, and I'm not seeing anything too much different from what the department has already presented. Would you say that there's something specific in here that we're not doing right now? I know it's definitely pieces, but is there something specific in this resolution that Supervisor Sanfilippo is presenting that we're not doing?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, and Supervisor Bowen. Sorry, here I'm thinking already the state.
New chair.
So I just say that the format we can provide it in would provide more specificity and really timelines, where the current format doesn't have the timelines. It just pretty much lays out the recommendations, the progress that has been made thus far, but those recommendations that haven't been worked on or continue to be worked on, we don't have a target date on when things are going to be completed. Mm-hmm. So what Supervisor Sanfilippo is asking for is a little bit more specificity than what is provided in this report.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a good point. I would encourage my colleague that motion to lay this over. Let's sing kumbaya on this one, right? From what you presented, we're already doing it. We're not dragging our feet, like some points that people have made. We are moving in the right direction. We just want to get more detail, right? So we're already going in that direction. This reconfirms we're going in that direction, and I'm willing to just go ahead and put this on the books. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I would ask my colleagues to support the layover to the call of the chair, and there's several reasons. The first reason is because we just were presented a report that came from the redesign committee and has laid out for us a plan. And Does it have specific dates? No, it doesn't, but it does have measurables. It is has been referred to as a living document. You know, the part of this that I find offensive is that every single member of this county board, every single member of this Health and Human Needs Committee has been asked repeatedly to be a part of the redesign committee. And to date, and this is no slam on anyone, but to date, I am the only member of the county board that has attended a redesign committee. We have 8 subcommittees of the more, maybe more, sorry, 5. Five subcommittees for the redesign committee. You don't have to be a member of the redesign committee to sit on those subcommittees. I have encouraged people as the chair of this committee to be involved in the subcommittees. And to date, we have no county supervisors that are members of the subcommittees. So to legislate is one thing. We just previously had a report in front of us that we legislated over 18 months ago. What we're doing now with this is we're micromanaging. And that's where I have issues. We have hired consultants. We have brought everybody to the table who has asked to come to the table. These are public meetings. Everybody's there, from the union to private hospitals to private providers. And to micromanage this process now, to me, is offensive to those people who have given of their time and have come and have produced the plan that we've had previously in front of us. So I could understand if we were sitting and we were looking at, and we were hearing the director say that we had a 5-year plan or a 10-year plan, but we don't hear them saying that. That hasn't been presented to us. What's been presented to us is that we have a plan, a data-driven plan, that has been created by a magnitude of people. We had a meeting last week, Tuesday. I think it was the best attended meeting that we've ever had. There were well over 30 people at that meeting. And many of them were the chairs and the co-chairs of the redesign subcommittees. And they gave their reports. They haven't lost their momentum. There has been no feet dragging. And I just feel at this point again that to take this to the next level and now say, well, now we're going to hold your feet to the fire. Now you have to have, the deadline is March. I feel it's unnecessary at this point. If we're still sitting here next year and we don't have as much progress made as we have had this year, that's a completely different story. The other part of this is that we need to take a look at, you constantly talk about building capacity in the community. I don't think anybody thought that we were going to build capacity within a year in the community, mm-hmm. especially with $3 million. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody, and it's not a realistic expectation. And so I apologize if somewhere people got the intention that we were going to do that. But what we have done is, again, we brought everybody to the table and said, this is what needs to be done. Identify things, areas that need to be improved. We've taken SHRI study. We've taken every study, basically, that we've gotten, and we've turned it into action plans. In fact, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, when Ms. Lide was the director, we got some plans from, we got a report from the sheriff. By the time we got in front of the county board, all of the items were handled and everything was done that was on those lists. So there's no risk of us having a report that's going to sit on the shelf for 30 years and not have anybody do anything about it. We are being very, very proactive. And again, I personally feel that it is disrespectful to people who have given their time. And trust me, those mental health redesign, I felt like for a couple months there, that was my full-time job, was the mental health redesign. We meet on a very regular basis, executive committee meetings, subcommittee meetings, so that everybody can have their input. And now, are there things that we can accomplish by March? Yes. If you wanted to say we want to have quarterly reports or monthly reports on the redesign, we can do that. But to sit and to hold people's feet to the fire and say that by this date, we've got to do X, Y, and Z. To me, that's just, it's micromanaging, and it's not necessary. And so, again, I would encourage my colleagues not to support the move to lay over to the call of the chair. And then should we not make progress, we can revisit this resolution if and when that time happens. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Any other comments or questions? Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Holding people's feet to the fire is exactly what we're supposed to do. I mean, we were elected by the constituents here to do a job. We have a responsibility to look out for the clients that utilize this program and the patients that are in the hospital. And so it defies logic, again, that we would not expect people to be able to follow a simple plan. I mean, how many of us, we all have jobs, okay? If your boss says, I need something done by a certain date, or I need something done, tell me by when you can get it done and how you're going to get there. Is it disrespectful for you to be expected to come up with a plan to get there? I mean, whoever heard of you build a building, you have a plan, you have a construction schedule with timelines. You play a football game, you know what the goal is, get in the end zone, you devise a plan on how you're going to get there. The whole problem with this process and why we've gone 30 years and three different studies that tell us the exact same things are because nobody ever held anybody's feet to the fire. We've just taken all these reports, we've read them, we said, oh my gosh, this is awful, somebody should do something about it, and then we put them on the shelf and we forget about them. And 10 years later, we spend another couple hundred thousand doing another study and we say, oh my gosh, this is awful, somebody should do something about it, and you put that report away on the shelf and forget about it. That's how we've got to the point where we're at today. We have to hold people responsible. This is our job. If we don't have the backbone or the tenacity to make sure people are doing the job they're supposed to do, then we don't belong in these positions. We are here in oversight. We are here in leadership roles. We have to lead. And that means holding people's feet to the fire. And whether the problem is when you develop personal relationships with people and then you want to believe everything that you're being spoon-fed and you don't do your responsibility and conduct the proper oversight that you should be doing, that's why we have a situation we have today where we have investigations going on by a district attorney, we have orders coming down from CMS. I would recommend that we don't continue that path that has got us where we are, and we start changing course, and that we start holding people's feet to the fire.
Okay. Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I respect Supervisor Romo West's comments, and I understand them. But all plans have a date. All goals have something that you have to set for. You need something to target for. Now, the resolution has them develop the date, so they can develop the date. There's no doubt there was a tremendous amount of work done in this plan and the different meetings in the group. And I'm glad you mentioned that most supervisors have come to the meetings, because I will be at the next one, and that's very important. So I appreciate you saying that. So You got to have a date. So I just want to, no disrespect, I just want to hear your thoughts on having something to strive for, Mr. Colon and Mr. Lucy. Do you mind having something to strive for?
Sure.
Director Colon, can you respond to that?
Sure, Mr. Chair. Supervisor Stamper, I would just say that we would be fine with either a resolution that is before you, Chairwoman Romo West, or Supervisor Sanfilippo. Either way, we are going to move forward with developing, with putting these recommendations into a SMART format. And we want to do that within the next couple of months. So that is something that we are going to do internally. Now, whether we have to report that back to the board or whether we just allow us to manage this process moving forward, but I just want to assure you that we are moving forward to do this.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. So, that's fine. Thank you. I'm straight.
Supervisor Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The board passed this resolution in, 2011? 10?
No, 11.
11, sorry, so 18 months ago. To lay this over is being disrespectful of that action of the board. And I completely appreciate the chair's her passion for this. And I can see it in her facial expressions. I can see it hear it in the tone of her voice. Mm-hmm. But you have to have dates. It has to have data-driven. And if we don't hit it, we want to know why. If you can't meet deadlines, we want to know where we failed. That's the only way we're going to get through this. In terms of reports, in Franklin, when I got there, I was given a stack of reports of over the years of how we're going to do our economic development, and all they did was collect dust. We spent a lot of money at all different levels of government on how we're going to solve problems. And at least here, we've heard some good things today, very good things. We also know where we're failing and where we need to improve. And I think that this board took the initiative to start the wheels in motion, and now we need to continue that. So laying this over is, I think, completely disrespectful of the action that the previous board made. And that's just a bad idea. And sometimes, we're on the losing side of an issue. And it's happened to me far more times here than my 5 years in Franklin. But sometimes you just got to move forward and try to, work together as a team. And that's what I think we'll do here.
Supervisor Roma West.
Thank you. I just want to provide clarity because I don't think that my colleagues understand the resolution that's in front of us. What Supervisor Sanfilippo is doing is rewriting the resolution that was before us 18 months ago. And the previous report was produced from the resolution that was before us 18 months ago. And we will continue to get those reports. We will continue to do that work. What Supervisor Sanfilippo is asking to do is to rewrite that resolution and to add his specificity. And so, again, as the previous author of the resolution that created the report that you just received, and as a member of the redesign committee, and as somebody who has not seen Supervisor Sanfilippo at any of these meetings, or has not known of his participation in any subcommittee meetings.
Talk about the resolution. Thank you.
I take offense to it. So am I upset by the fact that one of the committee members, after not participating at all in any of the redesign meetings, would come and bring forward a resolution rewriting the resolution that we've been working on and something we've been working on for 18 months. Yes, I that does bother me. It does. And again, any of the items that he wished to have added to the report, he could have done that at the redesign committee meeting, stated this is what he would like. He could sit down with the contractors that we've hired, the consultants that we've hired, and chose to do none of that, but sits, but now offers this this resolution. And so again, I would urge my colleagues to support a move to layover, and if and when this task force stops producing at a level that has made this county board. Again, the other thing is I wasn't here 30 years ago, so I don't know about reports that were done. As far as I know, this is the first time that Milwaukee County Mental Health has made an attempt to go into a community-based model. I don't know of other times that we've tried and failed and got reports, and I don't know of those. So Supervisor Sanfilippo obviously has more information than I do regarding that, because as far as I know, this is the first time that we have ever attempted to do that. I don't know of any reports from 30 years ago regarding moving to a community-based model that are sitting on a shelf somewhere getting dusty. And so, again, I would urge my colleagues to support the move to lay this item over, give the respect due to not only the administration out at BHD, but to the members of the Mental Health Redesign Committee. Let them know that you have trust in the fact that they will come back and they will produce a quality product, which they have been doing. I don't think anybody sitting at this table can say that they're unhappy with the product that is being produced. All we're sitting here and we're nitpicking over whether or not you have a timeline or not. I sat on the committee that disbanded the GAMP program. We did not have a timeline for that. We had a goal in mind. We were hopeful that we would get to a certain time, but we never said, you know, by April 1st, 2007, we're going to disband the GAMP program, because you're dealing with human beings, and you have to make sure that you are, you're not putting yourself in a position where you're asking other people and yourself to do something that you're not sure you're going to be able to do. And again, will we have the capacity in the community by March 2013? Is that a good date? I don't know. You know, it's funny that Supervisor Sanfilippo was so, you know, bent on this, you know, these dates and assigning these dates to this particular thing. But when we were in the Facilities Committee, you know, we published a report that didn't have timelines attached, and that was fine.
Are you done, Supervisor?
I am.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to make a few points. I think rewriting the original intent of the original resolution passed in 2011, that's something different, and I didn't interpret reading this legislation as doing that, but if that is what it does, then I can't be in favor of it. I think everybody's talking about where's this plan. We've seen in this chart, in this broken down chart, from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different committees and teams that have put together these recommendations from reports and groups, all in one. Some of them have goals, some of them have dates, and some are labeled as ongoing. We've heard that the SMART goals are going to be created. I think it would be a better decision to wait until the SMART goals come through, and I think that would alleviate some of the concerns of, I guess, my colleagues that are concerned that we don't have any dates or we're not on track. From reading this, I can tell that we're on track, and I can tell that we're getting to the place that we should. I think those SMART goals will help alleviate that, and I'm willing to wait till the SMART goals are created by the administration before we rewrite legislation already made. Thank you.
Any other comments? I'm going to go to Supervisor Sanfilippo, then Supervisor Stanford, and we're going to wrap this up. Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Nobody expects, and I'm not asking for it, to have a redesign finished by March 13th. By March 2013, what I'm asking for is that the plan, which has clearly been started finally, and I will remind everybody that it wasn't until I threw a hissy fit a few months ago at a meeting that we even have a plan on paper, because up to that point we were told that we were just building it as we go, and we were supposed to take their word for it that things were happening. Okay, so now we finally have gotten a good start of a plan on a piece of paper, but it's not a complete plan. Nobody can point to every single recommendation from these committees, in of which I was on the Citizen Advisory Board and attended many meetings at that time, as well as chairing the new Behavioral Health Facility Committee and attended many meetings at that time, where we developed these recommendations. This is a good start. This isn't the final plan. Okay. Nobody has ever laid a date down. Director Colon could come back to us and say, we expect to have our completely downsized as far as we can go with whatever that number is by 2015. That's fine with me. And maybe we go down to 120 beds from our 230 right now. We don't know exactly what that number is going to be until we can figure out what we can get in the community. This resolution is not rewriting the prior resolution. The prior resolution was inadequate because it didn't put a date down of by when we wanted to see this data-driven implementation plan that was asked for. So there was a mistake or an omission in the original plan. It said draw us a plan, but it never said by when you have to come back to us with this plan. So what we're now saying is, okay, we are going to take that original resolution and just affix a date that we want to see the plan created by this exact date. And now we're saying that the plan should be done by March of 2013, so we have the roadmap that we can follow. Nobody expects the whole community capacity to be built up in 3 months or 1 year. We are not the experts at providing mental health care, but what we are telling is the department heads and the administration and the people that we are paying to run the department, who are the experts, to come back to us with a plan to fulfill what we have passed, which is to go to a more community-based delivery model of care. If we don't have a timeline in there, which we didn't have originally, we've gone 18 months, we still don't see the plan. So we're supposed to just say, okay, well, we're not going to do anything, and we'll wait another year, and if we don't have a plan by then maybe we'll do something? I mean, this isn't an insult to anybody. Nobody should be taking these things personally. All we're saying is we would like to see the plan, and you tell us how it's going to be done and what are reasonable time frames. We are not telling you. You are telling us, but all we're doing is setting the deadline to say we need to know this information by a certain date. That's all this is asking for.
Supervisor Stanford. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think I need clarification on the definition of a layover, because to me it's either you support it, the dates, or you don't. What's the layover about? Please define the layover, because that means it's going to come back and we're going to have to vote again, so that's just a delay. So if you want to delay for it to come back, I don't see a purpose of that, because we're going to have to either support it or not. So let's just support dates or let's not support it. So please define a layover to the call of the chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Ms. Collins, will you please give, I know the definition, but I really don't talk to the chair.
Mr. Chairman and supervisors, the motion to lay over to the call of the chair would lay it over until the chair decided to schedule it.
Thank you, Ms. Collins. Okay, so we just delay it until she feels like putting it on. But according, it sounds like my colleagues don't support it. So, but you support the layover. So I would like to hear if you still support the layover after the definition, or you just don't support having dates because we have, you know, because of your points.
Are you asking Supervisor Roma West to support the layover or not?
I'm asking if she could comment on that based on me asking about the layover of the definition, because I'm very interested in her passion for this subject. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Roma West, can you answer that question?
I do support a layover to the call of the chair, because basically what that would do was that would allow Director Colon and Ms. Lucy to move forward with the plan that was previously in front of us, and at a point in time, if this committee decides that the progress that they're making is inadequate, we can then bring back Supervisor Sanfilippo's resolution and add dates and times and bells and whistles and whatever else is being asked for in the resolution. At this point in time, I support the layover to the call of the chair, because I believe that we're on the right path. I believe that the redesign committee is committed, as well as the administration is, to putting out a quality product. We've been working on this for 18 months. I do not share Supervisor Sanfilippo's opinion that the resolution that we passed 18 months ago was flawed, because it did not have dates and times and measurables in there. When you're dealing with human beings, sometimes it's possible to have those things, and other times it's not possible to have those things. So again, Supervisor Sanfilippo and I disagree on that.
Supervisor Roma West, do you agree for a layover or not?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Anything else, Supervisor?
No, thank you.
Any other comments, questions? If not, Madam Chair, will you please call the roll on the layover?
Harris.
Aye.
Mayo.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Keep going.
Roma West.
Aye.
Sanfilippo.
No.
Bowen.
Aye.
Stamper.
No.
Taylor.
No.
Mr. Chair?
No.
Three ayes, four noes. The motion to maneuver failed.
The items are in front of us. Do I have a motion for approval? Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Approve as amended.
We have a motion for approval as amended. Any kind of question? If not, Madam Chair, call the roll.
Roma West?
No.
Harris?
No.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Bowen?
No.
Stamper?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Four ayes, three noes. The motion to approve as amended is approved.
The item is approved. I'm handing the chair back over to Chairperson Roma West.
Item number 15.